Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. In the studio with me this morning, I have Chandler O'Connell and Louise Brady. They're in to talk about a upcoming event that's happening on April 6th, a herring kui. Thanks for coming in this morning, ladies.
Good morning.
So this this kui that's happening, is this the first time this event has happened?
It is the second time.
The second time, okay. Yes. So what's the inspiration behind it? What is this kui?
It is a time, so kui, a lot of people who are familiar would relate it to a memorial party after somebody has passed, but really kui means to invite.
Okay.
And so there's always hosts and guests. And this year, same as last year, the Kiksaidi clan is hosting the kui. And with what's been going on with the herring, we have been harvesting herring for thousands of years here. And we have stories dating back many years. Some are ancient, we believe very ancient, about our relationship to the herring. And I think that sometimes when we have these issues come up, we tend to separate ourselves, not only from each other, and we have different groups talking about, you know, how we're going to help defend the herring, protect the herring. And this is an opportunity for everybody to come together to kind of forget that mm-hmm. separation. And so it's opened up to the public. And so anybody who is not Eagle will come and they will be our guests at the A&B Hall. And also, I think that, you know, there's political ways to look at what's going on in the world. But I think one of the things that the Kiksaidi have is through those stories, we also have a cultural and a spiritual relationship to the herring and to the natural world. And I think that a kui'ik is not only about strengthening our relationships with each other, but mm-hmm. our relationships with the natural world, our relationships with our ancestors. And I think it's a beautiful way to bring everything and everyone together to take a look at really what's important in this world.
Excellent. So yeah, the common denominator with herring is it's important to all of us. Everyone has value associated with the herring, so it's reacquainting ourselves with, yeah, we're all in this for the same reason, and
exactly.
It's the same natural miracle that happens every year that's mm-hmm. being celebrated.
Yes.
So what happens during this kui? So what's the schedule of events for April 6th?
So we have several things planned. First of all, we're very thrilled that people will be joining us from all around Southeast.
Oh,
we're greeting guests from Cake and Wrangell and Juneau and Angoon, as well as hopefully a lot of community members from Sitka. So what folks can look forward to is first there will be a canoe journey, and that will be mainly women paddlers and a woman captain, which we're excited about. And the plan is for that journey to land at the Crescent Harbor boat launch around 1 p.m. on Saturday, April 6th, where they will be greeted by folks on land. And then together we will all march to A&B Hall with the kui'ik plan to begin at 2 p.m. And then that's when sort of the traditional series of kui'ik events will get started. And Louise can probably speak more to that, but I was able to be a guest at mm-hmm. last year's event, and I can say it was a really powerful experience. There was wonderful speakers and dancers, a beautiful meal. There was gifts that had been painstakingly created over the course of months in preparation that were gifted to the guests. And as a non-native participant, I found it to be a really amazing way to learn more about Tlingit culture, which is this living, evolving thing, just as it always has been, mm-hmm. and a wonderful way to learn more about the herring and this place that we're all lucky to get to call home. So for those out there who might be less familiar with this type of event, I'd encourage you to open your minds and come just experience it. And going to someplace new and experiencing something different is really the best way to learn. And I think it's a gift that's being offered by the Kiksaidi. And I hope that we see a lot of folks who are interested in honoring the herring coming out to take part.
Yeah, and learning more about the place, yeah, we call home. Because mm-hmm. I'm assuming these kind of events have been happening for a good long while, like a couple thousand years at least.
Yes, exactly.
So to have a chance to be a part of that is pretty darn special. Mm-hmm. So it starts at 2, the main festivities at A and B Hall. Is there like an end time? Like, it's like, or until like dance till you drop kind of thing.
Until we are done. These types of things. So you need to understand, when we had Kuiks mm-hmm. before, our clan relatives would come from other communities in their canoes. So they could last for days, but we are not going to have people sit for days. We will try to keep it somewhat reasonable. I think last year we went maybe until midnight.
Awesome.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes.
Yeah, and I'd say it did go till midnight last year, and you know, not everyone was able to stay the whole time, but that room was still full at the end because I think there was a really contagious energy, and people were committed once they came in the doors. Everyone wanted to be there to experience the whole thing. So
this could be something if you're not able to come at when the canoe arrives to welcome it, or right at the start mm-hmm. at A&B, if you rolled in probably around 4, 6. Mm-hmm. You could still kind of mm-hmm. at least get some of the experience and be a part of the celebration.
Yes.
Awesome.
And also, I think one of the things we'll have, the clan leaders from other communities will be bringing what we call their atu. So there'll be carved hats and nachin, chilkat robes, and just the spirit is amazing mm-hmm. because those are the things that tell our history. So, and that's what we're doing, is reinforcing our history, our relationship with the herring and with each other, and celebrating that.
Excellent. That'll be a remarkable opportunity for everyone involved, and extra special to have people from, like you, Chandler, you said, all over Southeast Alaska are coming in, because this is more than an important opportunity or natural event that happens just in Sitka. It's mm-hmm. more than right. that. It's everywhere.
Yes, and you know, part of it too was just, you know, I did a little bit of research, mm-hmm. and you know, with the Herring Rock story, this was we have the Kicksati have a story about the Herring Rock, and it's basically it's said that this was the first place that the herring spawned because of a woman who would sing to the herring. And there's documentation written, for those who need written documentation, from the Russian era, of up to 1,000 people coming here from other communities for the herring. So this is, of course, in a very small way, going back to what used to happen.
Wow, that's remarkable. Mm-hmm. I had no idea. Right.
That's how plentiful the herring were.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And hopefully we'll be again.
Yes.
Definitely.
Yes.
And this is going to be a great opportunity for people to, like you were saying earlier, of reacquainting yourself with your neighbors, with the history that's been living here for eons, and for our place within this whole natural order. Mm-hmm. It'll be a great opportunity for that. So that is happening again, not this Saturday, but next Saturday, April 6th. You can show up for the grand kickoff, welcoming the canoe in at the Crescent Harbor Boat Launch.
Yes, right behind Harrigan Centennial Hall.
Perfect. Marching over to A&B Hall and getting things started at 2 p.m.
Yes.
And one thing I can just say is mm-hmm. if you haven't been to this before and you're nervous, it's like any other event. Just come with openness and a sense of respect, and your host will be treating you with respect as well. And I think it's just a great opportunity for us all to establish these bonds and recognize the importance of the herring, and also recognize the right of the Tlingit people to continue practicing their subsistence practices as a central part of their culture.
Awesome. And if anyone has questions they can about this whole event, they can contact either one of you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So looks like I've got your numbers down. So that will be available on our website. So if anyone has questions, they can check out this story on kcaw.org.
It's also on the community calendar.
Perfect. Yay. That's where we like events to happen. Well, thank you very much, ladies, for coming in this morning.
Thank you, Erin.
Cheers.